Finally, off to California. Having seen testimonies 24 and 25 through the press, the first published since the autumn of 1873, James and Ellen White, accompanied by Mary Kelsey and J.H. Wagoner, left for California on Wednesday, January 27, 1875. They would assist in the soon-to-be-established publishing house. They arrived in Oakland on the evening of February 2. Loughborough, who welcomed them, noted that James and Ellen had returned in good health and with their usual zeal. He was particularly pleased to observe that God had wonderfully sustained James, and his health was improved, the Signs of the Times, February 11, 1875. The couple threw themselves wholeheartedly into the work with the churches in Oakland and San Francisco and into the development of the publishing work on the Pacific Coast. White announced plans, present and for the future. We have come to this state by the request of the California Conference of SD Adventists to counsel with our leading men relative to the location of the Signs office, the institution of a publishing association here, and the best method of conducting a publishing house. We design to write for the Signs, and speak to the people as the way may open. But the time of our stay upon this coast at this time cannot be more than 3 months, provided we attend our camp meetings in the several states, closing up with California on our return to the state next fall. Ibid, February 25, 1875. A special session of the California Conference was quickly arranged for February 12, and at that meeting consideration was given to the location of the proposed publishing house. Delegates brought suggestions of several potential sites. On D.M. Canwright's motion, Ellen White was invited to give her views as to location and other matters. She did, stating that her mind was in favor of either San Francisco or Oakland, from the fact that they were situated on the great highway of travel and commerce. Ibid. The record is that there was a general agreement that Oakland was the best point at which to establish permanently our printing office for this coast. On the motion of William Saunders, the conference unanimously voted that Oakland be selected by this conference as the point of location for the printing establishment. Ibid. After 3 months in California, James and Ellen White returned to the East. In an editorial statement written on April 28, James summed up their accomplishments. Tomorrow we take the overland train for Chicago, accompanied by Mrs. White. We design to return to our Oakland, California home, before the cold of another eastern winter. And as we are about to leave this desirable field of labor for the present, we take a hasty glance at the past 3 months. We reached Oakland from the east, February 2, 1875, very much rested by our 6 days' journey, and were ready for immediate active service. We were very happy to find in Oakland and San Francisco two active and well-united churches of about 75 members each. In our younger days, Mrs. White always attended the same services with us, at which we would take turns in speaking. But the situation of things in the two cities seemed to demand that we should divide our efforts, so that we have generally occupied both stands, alternating, when not laboring in other churches. We have both labored at Petaluma, Napa, and Santa Clara, and Mrs. White, with our son, W. C. White, has spent 1 week with the church at Woodland. Besides speaking, we have had the general care of the Signs office, and have written considerable for our papers. Add to this the labors of the principal duties which called us to this coast last winter, to assist in forming a publishing association and locating and putting up a publishing house, and one can see at a glance how our time could be well employed. Then he turned to some of the details of accomplishments. At the same time he expressed concern over the financial situation. While more than $19,000 had been pledged at the camp meeting in Yountville the previous fall, which was to be paid by the close of 1875, only a few had paid their pledges. As a result, cash was in short supply. The Pacific Seventh-day Adventist Publishing Association is complete, a body corporate, according to the laws of the state of California, that can sue and be sued, and its officers entered upon their duties with flattering prospects. The site, 80 feet front by 100 feet deep, on the west side of Castro, between 11th and 12th, is purchased and paid for. Part of the lumber for the publishing house is on the ground, and Brother O.B. Jones commences to build about the middle of May. He would be very glad to employ every good carpenter among our people in the state if means could be furnished immediately to purchase all the material and push the job to a speedy completion. Having seen this enterprise in good working condition, we leave the work of building and of managing the affairs of the association in able hands, and make a tour east to attend to more urgent and arduous labors. White challenged the believers in California. Our plans have been to return to the California camp meeting, and assist in an effort with the big tent in San Francisco during the months of October and November, and advertise largely from our own press in Oakland. It will require great promptness on the part of the friends in California to carry forward all these plans, so dependent one upon another. A failure of any one might affect the whole, so that we might not see duty to leave important meetings in Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, and Kansas to return in early fall. His interest in the California enterprise led him to make a gift of $1,000 to the newly formed publishing association, and he promised to advance another $1,000 without interest until the poorer brethren could pay their pledges.